Black Duck, A Year at Yomburra, written and read by Bruce Pascoe. I took Nadji back to the farm, and when I got back to the house, Bunjil was sitting on the edge of the duckyard, but fortunately had not been able to get in. I have to be respectful and polite to Bunjil, the wedge-tailed eagle, but she had been testing me. The previous week she had taken 2 ducks and 4 ducklings. Rusky, one of the ducks, had a deep wound to the chest, which we fixed with Pippin's antibiotic spray. Pippin is a horse, not a chemist. I couldn't believe Rusky had survived. The eagle had grabbed her in her talons, which went straight through her wing and into her chest. The ducks went off the lay immediately and were glassy-eyed with horror for weeks. Over the year, the eagles had killed 5 ducks and 6 ducklings, despite the various coverings I had erected for the yard. I erected a chicken wire roof over the entire area, but not before Mick, the mad road builder from Cann River, discovered an eagle in the yard and captured it in his coat. He took a video of himself, unveiling the giant bird on the back of his ute, as if he was some famous prestidigitateur. The bird was huffing with disdain and wheeled away in great chagrin. As usual, the duckyard was a charnel house. I had bought the ducks to entertain the grandkids when they stayed with me during the COVID lockdowns, but when they left the ducks too. All the ducks had names, so there were some strained conversations after every Bunjil visit. Earlier in the year, I returned to the farm from working interstate and found 3 eagles in the duckyard and a trail of death. The birds stood up to the height of my shoulder and were a daunting pack. That year's young was with its parents, but the look they gave me was full of defiance. I had to tear down all the bird netting I had installed. Yes, all right, of course it would never have done the job, but bird netting is cheap and quick, and I'm time poor. I had to herd the eagles toward the clear space above them. The first leapt to the top rail, more than 3 metres, in a single bound. It felt like having a vulture above me. The other 2 were harder to encourage, but soon I was able to turn my attention to installing more substantial wire and soothing the ducks. It helped to take the carcass of the drake from the roof above them. I took all the dead birds and spread them on the ground. The eagles watched on with contempt and fury, but next morning all the dead were gone. The eagles still check out the strength of the yard roof every summer when the entreaties of that year's young get too persistent. The high-pitched ear, ear, ear is a constant sound in the warm months.